You can be a hero by going to thedadpodcast.com, clicking on one of the links on the right-hand side for just $24 a year, $2 a month, 50 cents an episode. You could change our lives. Or if you're like, I don't want to do that, tell one person, two, hell, three people about the show. Thanks and enjoy.
I said, hey, listen to me. Listen to my words as they vanish. Let's go chase the sun and get crazy, have some fun.
Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode number 150. I'm your host, Justin Warsh, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, Paco Lanzini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley. How are you this fine evening, Mr. Dooley? Oh, you are unmuted.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. Let's try that again. How are you, Paco Lanzini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley?
I was fine until recently.
What happened?
Somebody didn't turn my fucking mic on.
were you let down by a friend?
Yes.
Well, let's talk about it.
I was let down by a friend.
Top of the hour. We're taking your calls, 877-222-8323. Let us know if you've ever been let down with a friend. And by that, I mean specifically, let us know if you've ever had a friend forget to unmute your microphone because he did two podcasts in one day. And one co-host likes to have his volume at a certain level, and then the other one needs it at a certain level. And so I have to switch inputs.
Am I one of those two?
I'm driving a nuclear submarine here.
Am I one of those two?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, no. My the level I needed.
You have
at,
your own channel. Look,
the level I needed.
There is
at,
a port. Take this for your Instagram. There is a channel labeled Paco right there, and a separate channel labeled Booker, and a third channel labeled Guest. Can you get that from across right there?
Paco.
I'll point to the Paco.
Okay, here we go.
It's probably misspelled. I don't know how you do that in your native tongue or whatever. Oh, my gosh. Listen, I've had a hellacious day. Yeah, what's up?
I'm saying if one of those two is mine, the only setting I need is on.
Okay.
Okay.
No, it's not, actually. I'll show you what.
Oh, no.
There, how's that work for you? Say something. Yeah, exactly. You can't tell.
It's not on.
You see, it's on, but the gain isn't properly attenuated. So see, you see, Daddy here, I have a loud voice.
That's true.
So my gain attenuates. Don't you laugh, you son of a bitch. Oh my God, this day is getting worse.
Is your microphone on?
Yes, it's always on.
It doesn't need to be.
Yes, it does.
This will pick you up. You're loud enough.
How dare you? How dare you? So I was trying to do, somebody referenced in the chat room, the Pounders, the band that plays our theme song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow, look at that. Josh Sterner, big fan of the Pounders. Anyway, yes, they are the one that is, if I'm not mistaken, Chasing the Sun. That is the remastered version. Back in the day, I used to use the demo that they were going around submitting to, I'm assuming, record labels. I don't know. I've seen that thing you do, but I don't know how
the
they did it or what it works.
Yeah, yeah.
They submit it to podcasts. They're a band that they are specifically... man, there's so much happening. Georgia Matt is saying that the Justin is married Booker is single feed on iTunes has changed. Paco's already bringing this to my attention.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I have? I have a lot of sandy vaginas in my life. I have a lot of people that it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Did it accidentally re-download all the new shows? I'm sorry. Was that a tremendous inconvenience for you to have to navigate through the, 19 episodes to go back through the catalog? Was that tremendously hard?
No, I just had to hit the delete all button.
Exactly.
No.
And then everything worked out. Or, God forbid, you let them all download and I get some downloads on the show. But
that's
I'll explain.
Exactly what I did.
Listen, let me first say I am not really this angry. Okay? Let me first say that.
Okay.
This is all for fun, and I hope you're enjoying it. So, my point is that now that Justin is married, Booker is single, is officially part of the CBS Play.it family. That they had some
rolls
issues.
Rolls off the tongue, yeah.
Yeah.
CBS Play.it.
And so they had some issues redirecting. They take my existing feed that everybody subscribed to via iTunes or whatever, and then they redirect it to a different one, and then nobody loses their subscription is the way that they say that goes down.
Uh-huh.
And so that officially happened, and that's why everything was refreshed. They had technical difficulties making it happen. So far, advertisers that are on there, if you listen to episodes, I believe, 17, 18, and maybe 19. It might just be 18 and 19 now that I say that out loud. Play.it is the only advertiser.
That's awesome.
So we have an episode 20 that should be coming out in the next couple days where Booker and I talk about, I don't think Play.it has to pay us if they're the only advertiser.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That might be the loophole.
So our podcast right now is that empty billboard you see on the side of the interstate that says, you could advertise your business here. Or it's also that empty slide that when you go to the movies, it says, you could advertise your business here. So if you have a business and you want to advertise it, contact CBS. We'll see what we can do. Oh, so today I'm trying to do that show and the internet just dies. And I was frustrated and angry because I was like, I had this all fixed. I had it all worked out. I wasn't even on the phones. And
we had a couple beautiful shows that just no technical problems.
There hasn't been a single one. It dropped out once earlier while I was streaming music for the fantastic Marines that work with Mr. Shively, who's expecting a daughter. He said that he had 12 grimy, grungy Marines from the field. Yes. I'm assuming that they did something homoerotic. That's what I told them there. And then, surprisingly, they left.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Earlier, before we hit record, I told Nikki's boss at the Walgreens in Lubbock, Texas, that he could eat my butt.
Yes.
So we may or may not be on in Walgreens anymore.
Well, you might have lost Walgreens an episode or so. Or
you back. Know what? I'm looking at the feed, and Nikki's not there. So.
What did you do?
I'm calling Timber. That's what I'm doing. Mm. I'm saying we're banging them all down. This would be awesome if I nail this. No. Damn it. Oh, that would be so great if I hit the right button. No, damn it. There we go. Not worth it now.
It was worth it for all the missed buttons.
Breathe, Justin. Breathe for a second. So let's get into it so we can get into all the other stuff. We got some emails that came in. One of them pretty awesome. Why isn't that? Oh, that's because.
Oh.
One more time.
You've got mail.
What's this? A letter for me.
Keep those cards and letters coming.
There was a great comment that I'm trying to find right now about, oh, that's because it was on my other Facebook page that Tom put in after listening to me rant about the about the shelves. That Tom, I'm going to have to search for that, but I'll do this first email that we got from Michael. Now, here's the thing. I honestly thought that this was spam, and if it is, it's the best spam I've ever received in my entire life.
Yeah.
So, Michael, if you're listening to the show and you're the one that that sent this, I appreciate it. Because just by doing this simple link, it got me laid that night.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. What you're going to have to do is join Amway for me. No. So he just said, here's an awesome quiz that couples could take to see what each other are up for. The nice part is, if the other person isn't into it, it doesn't tell your partner you are. So you don't have to feel too shy. It is called mojoupgrade.com.
Okay.
And what you do is you go there, and it gives you two options. It says that you can take the quiz on a separate computer from your significant other, or you can take it on the same computer. So if you do it on the same computer, you take your quiz, and then it probably says, you know, pass the computer over to so-and-so, and then they take the quiz. And so somebody's listening for the first time. I apologize for this is not the time to judge anything. I'm a little flustered and I'm a little frazzled and I apologize. Now I'm sounding like I'm going to chick out. It's going to happen. But here's the thing. So then you pass over the computer, or if you can't be at the same computer, you give their email address and you put a little message and it sends them a link. But here's what it does. It goes through basically all of the sexual things that one could be into or not into.
Yeah.
And when I say all, I'm really serious. I think they covered the entire game. It's pretty awesome. You start off with like, do I like it if she talks dirty?
Some cuddling.
Yeah. Would I like more foreplay?
Yeah.
Or what kind of foreplay would I like? And then it starts venturing into the poop shoot situation.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite because it has for the picture. It has a, like some kind of a picture above each category, and the poop shoot category is a traditional cake donut, no icing. Just a brown. And so what you do is it says no. Like let's say one of the questions I said no to.
They could improve that by making it glazed.
Well, that's only if it works out. See,
right.
They're really smart in what they did here, Paco, is that they're going pre. They're saying, is, you know what I mean?
True. My mind is in the gutter.
So, so anyway, one of the things that it says is that, you know, would you like to take video? Or take photos of your significant other while either in intercourse or just pre whatever. And so I said, hey, if my partner's interested, why not? It's not on my bucket list. It wasn't like I'm like, yes, I would. But and so if Natalie take when she takes her test, if she's into that, then it shows. It says, here's something that you guys. And what's interesting is that Natalie and I have a very open line of communication, especially about this topic. But it actually there was things that we learned. We learned about each other.
So if it doesn't, if your answers don't match, you don't get to see the other person's answer.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's similar, like in a way to Tinder with the swiping.
Yes.
Not that I know that much about it.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to swipe front to back.
Yes.
I think is how
that's no, that's wiping. That's wiping.
Sorry. Yeah,
a toddler or baby's butt.
Okay. It's, that, okay.
But so, yeah, and you go. So what I did was, so, but then it says, like, beyond photos, it was like, would you like to involve another partner? And I was like, no, I am good. But it,
Paco what, at.
Yeah. Yeah. Also email that third person to see who they're into.
Right over here.
And, well, and what's great about it, too, this is what I love about, like, sexual. Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
I would call it sexual deviance, but I have learned from the great Rachel Gibbs.
Yeah.
That there is no such thing.
You can't say that.
It is no holds barred, as Hulk Hogan likes to say.
Yes, or in this case, no holes barred.
Exactly.
There you go. Cheers.
And the D is silent. And, and the D is for dick. And so I go, so I did the whole test, and one of the things it says, would you like to add a girl? Would you like to add a guy? Would you like to add two girls? Would you like to add three girls? Would you, and I was like, who, like, here's the thing. They need to build into this test that if I say no to one girl.
Yes.
But here, I like the idea that there's a possibility of somebody's like, I don't want one. Wait, three.
We could have four.
We could have three girls.
Yeah.
Because if there's one thing that I think is missing from, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
just
yeah.
me and four vaginas staring at me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
expecting I'm just expecting something to
I'm
be
playing
done.
Some kind of weird, creepy whack-a-mole in some, yeah. you know what I mean? Just. I'm like waiting for something to pop out like a turkey timer
yeah.
of some kind
yes.
and you know and that's or there's lots of rock paper scissors that's
right.
happening.
Legitimate question for
yeah.
you. Are I don't know how many questions there were. It sounds like there were 100.
No, it was like 30 to 40 right. I think.
Are were any of those questions would you like to watch your wife take a shower?
No.
Ah, well, then it's obviously it's useless.
That you know why? Because that is so mundane and bland. And so traditional.
Yes.
It is like, to these people at MojoUpgrade.com, it is missionary.
Right.
Voyeur shower. four ladies right. at once.
I must have gone to the wrong site because
yeah.
it was, would you like to watch one wife make shower?
Yes, two
would
wives.
Like to watch two wives take a shower and so on.
But then one of them, what I loved is that you could, and it's so funny to me because I always think that that's, I wish that I could get inside that person's head.
Yeah.
The person who wants to watch their significant other have sex with someone else.
Yeah.
That to me, that would be so rough, especially as a guy, like watching, because I would just be sitting there like game filming him, like going,
yeah.
oh, look at what he's, oh, I'm never going to be able to do that.
Right.
I'm not that limber.
Right.
Oh, what?
Right.
Oh, man, this is a horrible idea. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if, and if the roles are reversed, like
that's
say
how
Natalie.
I feel watching porn. Oh my God, I could never do
just,
that.
It's a self-loathing
yeah,
experience.
Yeah, self-loathing.
On so many levels.
Yeah, right.
Forget the aftermath and Catholic guilt. It's all just the whole thing. It's like, oh come on.
Right.
But anyway, so the other thing that I thought is that if Natalie's watching me, say, bang another woman,
then
I would just be constantly going, is this
Luna?
A,
would it be?
I don't know. I don't
just
know.
Just trying to spice up the conversation.
She also
on.
Said no, so we'll
oh,
never
there
know.
You go. Okay. But if she was watching you.
Yeah, then I would feel like uncomfortable. Like check, there would be lots of like, you know, checking in,
checking your rearview mirror,
like a kid learning to swim. Like, is I'm going to jump in? Is this is this okay? I've got my water wings. I'm just going to do it. I'm just
right.
going to go. And I imagine her lots of encouragement. Like, go, yes, go, have fun, go, do your thing. But one of the things that I thought was the most interesting too was that there was one option where you could have sex with a large group of people,
yeah.
and be able to swap partners. Or you could have sex with a large group of people but not swap partners. One of them, though, was specifically – one of the questions says you could have sex with another couple but you don't swap partners and you don't touch. So it's like you are intercourse adjacent with them.
Yes, yes.
And I just think like who – but like here's the thing. And maybe it's because I'm married to my high school sweetheart. But
yeah.
I am – or maybe it's because I have children. I don't know. But I am so happy – whenever I'm just having simple, plain, ordinary Amish intercourse, I would go Orthodox Jew and do it through a sheet if
right,
I could.
Right.
That I can't imagine being able to, like, you know what would make it great? If I had another hairy backed, middle aged guy who also likes to wear cargo shorts
Yes.
But sans them in this given event.
Right.
So I could also see him stumble and sweat through trying to please his wife. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Although now, you know, I'm backpedaling a little bit. Right. I like the idea of maybe there's a race to the finish line.
Hang on a second. How about the version of watching the guy make love to your wife, but he's doing it wrong and you're like a third base coach. You're calling in plays.
I don't want to be third base. I want to go full like offensive coordinator. I want to give him a headset. You know what I mean? Like he's got an earbud. And I'm like
Go deep.
The mic back. Watch the mic back. Work the small of her back now. There you go. But what was great is because I brought it up on the show a while ago where I said, I said, ladies, just so you know, if there's anything that you're into, just go ahead and put it out there. Because there was something, I guess there was a moment that I, while my lady and I were intimate, that she had something that she wanted to say, but she said she was embarrassed. Now, I'll be honest.
Wake up?
Yes, exactly. she said that I don't want to say it, and I'm not going to say it because this is something that would be crossing it, but that's how good it is. That's how juicy it is.
You're killing me.
I can't share it
here. You're killing me.
Is that there was something she didn't want to say, but when she told me it, I was like, oh, my God, that is so hot.
Right.
She was like, really? And I go, yeah, does that make me a creep? She was like, no. I go, let me put it to you this way, okay? No matter what is in your head, I guarantee, like, that's what we learned from the survey. There was a lot. She goes, I felt like I was a prude because I kept saying no, no, no. But all of my answers were literally like, if she's into it, I guess, except for multiple partner or like swinging or the sex adjacent. That was
by the way,
putting it on the internet. I was okay with filming it, but there was like putting it up on the internet for other people to see. I'm like, no.
You stumbled on the great way for a guy to cheat through this test.
Okay.
Say yes to everything.
Yeah.
Because then you'll find out everything that your wife is into.
Now you've ruined it for everyone.
Well,
that
listen, I'm sorry. You ruined it.
Why you
got
to be a coolie on this parade? I'm trying to. Michael did like a great, you know what I mean? Like Christmas-esque special gift for everyone.
It is an awesome idea.
But I'll tell you the truth. What's great about it is that all you have to do is say that we only see what we pair up, but what it does is kind of does what you're describing anyway, is that it opens up the lines of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be honest. I do think, as smart as your theory is, I do think you should go through it honestly.
I do too.
Because here's what you don't want to have happen. What you don't want to have happen, like in my case, where all of a sudden you say, you know what I'd like is another dude in the equation, and she says, if my partner's interested, I guess, and then it's like, yes.
Right.
She's like, really? You want another dude? Okay, because John down the street is recently divorced, and he's got six-pack abs. He reminds me of that John Mangiano guy who's with Sofia Vergara.
Yes, but here's my point, is that then you learn what's really in her heart, whereas if you were to have said no to that, hang on a second, if you said no to it, and she said yes to it, you'd never see that she had a lady boner for the guy down the street.
I love that. Everything is a soap opera. What's really in her heart? Oh,
and
that's
even
funny.
If I went through and said yes, 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 there'd be no matches with Luna. She would just be a string of no's.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the chat here, and somebody's asking, is the quiz Rachel approved? No, she has not seen this this quiz, but somebody else has taken it. They says there are some interesting fantasies on there. You could look at them without taking the quiz. One of them is have a weapon directed at me during sex. Wow.
Oh, wow.
And then she also says, I just learned how to spell bukkake on that side.
Lori, that's awesome.
I want to make it publicly known because I have not noticed Nikki come back into the chat room. As much as I thought it was funny, I kind of apologize if I got her in trouble in any way, shape, or form. She's such a nice gal.
She is.
I still think it was funny. I stand by the humor of the moment.
It's funny.
But I apologize if that came back and my stupidity came back to bite her. So mojoupgrade.com. Take it with your loved one. Take it with your spouse. Take it with your boyfriend. Whatever mistress you have. Because we took it. I didn't think anything was going to happen. And then all of a sudden, it was like, game on. Let's do this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great.
And was it something that had never been done before? No, it was just missionary.
No. No, we're not weird.
Right.
We got another email. This comes from Greg, who's actually a friend of mine. He's the Greg who offered Photoshop work for anybody who showed that they had subscribed to the show. He's helping to spread the word for the show.
He said,
I just got caught up on a few episodes due to no driving during spring break, and I love saving the show for my drives to work. Have to say thank you for the shout out. That was too kind. And if you and Adam want any Photoshop stuff done, just let me know. If I would have said yes to that posting the photos on the internet thing with my wife, I would have definitely called Greg.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just
a little
airbrush.
A Photoshop fluffer.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. A few things I had to say when catching up. He said, one, be careful when goosing your spouse in public places. My dad went to goose my mom in line at the Disney store once when the lady turned around wearing a similar outfit as my mom. And after a moment of awkward silence, my dad then furiously apologized, turning bright red while explaining the situation, and then rushed me out of the Disney store. I like to do that just to go up and find an excuse to goose random women.
Right.
That's what I find fun.
I want to point out, I don't know how old that – if he's referring to Target – I am not his partner.
Yes,
I just want that to be clear to everybody.
You are my podcast wife.
You were there with your wife.
You are my podcast
grabbing my
wife.
Ass. Okay,
you
fine,
are my podcast
fine.
Wife.
Okay,
and
that's
I
fine.
Gave you a little PDA at the Target, in your Target.
Yeah, you touched me in my public space.
I did, too. As for unique punishments, I had an issue with leaving my mom. For those of you who are new to the show, a couple episodes back, we talked about crazy punishments that all of our parents did to it and had some fun with that. Says, I had an issue with leaving my mom to go to the toy aisle without telling her. It wasn't that I couldn't go. I just had to ask. So once, when in a Walgreens, I walked off, and after I had been there a while, wondered where my mom was. Sorry. I started walking around the store and could not find her for the life of me. I was probably around 7, so the 30 minutes I remember looking for her was probably only 5 to 10, but still, I finally broke down crying when I walked the whole store a few times not finding her. At that point, she came around the corner and asked, "Isn't it scary when you were looking for someone you love and can't find them?"
Oh, my God.
I said yes, and that I would communicate more from then on out. And let me tell you, even in high school, I always was communicating where I would be.
Wow.
You know what I like is that we all know that if he's 7, that clearly he's going up and down the aisles, and she's aware. So she's doing like a little hide-and-seek dodge, just tracking him.
Yeah, she's
like
behind
a
him when he's looking forward.
Oh, that's so great. You mentioned guys wanting to hook up with – oh, this is a great part of this email. You mentioned guys wanting to hook up with porn stars because it would be amazing. Well, not only have I lived with a porn star, but also knew someone dating one. And because sex is their job, oftentimes in the real world, they shy away from the sex and would much rather cuddle. However, when it does happen, it would even bring Paco to monosyllabic speech.
I love it.
Not only is that eloquently put, but I was like, man, that is outstanding.
Wow.
I cannot wait for my wife to die. And then I will take the life insurance money and buy a professional for
there
once in my life.
Yes.
Number 4, if you ever head down to Anaheim, find the Blind Rabbit in the Anaheim Packing District. It's a place with no signs and a hidden door to look like a 1920s speakeasy and has a maple old-fashioned with a slice of bacon that is incredible.
Oh, wow.
Says, thanks again. Next time I'm up in the area, he wants to go get a beverage. So thank you, Greg, for that fantasticness. And I think that's all that we have. I'm trying to think if I remember something. Oh, we had the – I got to find it. I put out there for funny fights, crazy fights that you might have had.
Yeah.
Did you and Luna ever have any, like, stupid fights that you later laugh about? Or?
Well, I think this all started because I was talking about a dumb fight we had that had
that's
to do
true.
With asking for where the
you,
tuna,
yes,
the tuna
you
was.
Yes, because you said that, and then I saw an article about a couple that got in fight around Easter time. Or, no, recently, they got a young couple got in a fight about who was going to cook breakfast, and it got so escalated that they started throwing eggs at each other, and then the cops had to be called, and he got arrested. And I was like, this is going to be something that hopefully they will laugh about later.
We did have a kind of a noteworthy one earlier today, but do read your stuff first.
So, well, we didn't have that many. I was actually shocked. Although we did have a funny interaction with the fantastic Ashley. She said, we've never had a fight. I just remind Justin when he's wrong. It's really confusing that his name is the
same
as
work.
Mine. But I said, LOL, he is so lucky to have you. Most of us just wander through life wrong and have no idea. She said, exactly, I'm the best. But a great story came from Carrie. She said that she hit her ex-husband's car when they were married and blamed it on him. We still laugh about it today, 12 years later. And I had to ask for clarification. I said, so was it in the driveway and then you hit it? And the story was that she was in a rush, and he usually parked his car on one side of the driveway so that she could get out. But on this given day, he parked right behind her. So when she raised the garage door and backed out, she hit his – this is what I love when chicks know car models, and I know she hit his 350Z. That sounds expensive because they use the last letter in the alphabet.
Right.
And so she said it was just a tap, but she went up and was like yelling at him, and he was half asleep. And I don't know.
The best defense is a good offense, yes.
Well, I also like, too, that they're divorced. And I like, in my mind, the way this story goes is that's what caused their divorce.
Sure. And we don't want to be corrected on that, by the way.
Yeah,
don't write in and go, no, we got divorced later when we lost a child. No.
Why would you say that?
Sorry. I'm in a dark place. I'm very sorry, everyone.
We don't want to know when you lost a child. About it's like here's how I feel like today is going. It's like I hope I still have this. Oh, son of a bitch, I don't. Oh, that pisses me off. All right, hold on. This is gonna be worth it. Let's see if I can do this. I can make this happen. If what do I got to do? I got to find and then hit. This is going to be fun for everyone. And I apologize. There we go. So this is what I feel like is happening right here. So wait, can you sign? There we go. That'll help me do that. All right. So, all right, everybody, we're going to be having a good time today. It's Dad Podcast 150. Everybody, that's a solid number. We're bringing everything back. We're making people laugh at Walgreens. We're playing songs for Marines. It's going to be good times. Woo-hoo. Paco, how are you doing? The kids are dying. And I think everybody should just lie on the test that'll get you laid so that you'll be able to know how freaky your wife is and if she's interested in having an affair with the neighbor. That would be awesome. Okay, that sounds awesome. Here's a funny story. Guy at a trailer park, he shot an armadillo. The bullet ricochets off the armor of the armadillo, accidentally kills his mother-in-law like 20 yards away. Isn't that great, kill your mother-in-law? I never got to know my mother-in-law. She was, I guess, a lovely woman. Luna says she's a horrible person. I remember when they argued at her funeral about what was better to, more closer to hell, Brooklyn or actual hell. Yeah, that's when I came up with this bit to play and celebrate. Do you remember that? That was...
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny stuff. Are you all right? Do you need a hug?
Oh, no. Fine. I'm fine. I actually came in. I was in a good mood. And then we...
And then you start talking about people losing children.
I'm sorry. I was going for something dark.
It worked.
I found it.
You landed.
All right. Well.
Hashtag nailed that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. That is funny. So here's a fun story that if you like to...
Are you done with the fights? Because I wanted to tag on with...
Yes,
with
tag.
Okay. This was earlier today. We're recording this 7 p.m. live of the evening, and Diego says that he's going to go see his friends. He's going to need a ride, mm-hmm. And it's me and Luna and Diego. And I said, you know what? I guess Luna's up. Your mom's up. She's like, what? And I said, because I'm going to be across the street recording the thing. And she goes, why is it always us that has to drive everybody around? I mean, and she goes off on how, there's, two, three, four, five kids going to the same movie. Why is everyone taking a separate car? Shouldn't there be shouldn't somebody just take everybody all at once? And I'm like, hang on a second. Are you just talking because you want to get out of the one ride you're being asked to give somebody? She's like, no, you don't understand. I said, I absolutely do understand. You're too lazy to drive him over there. She was so mad at me. Oh. You walk just automatically, and then you go pick everybody up. And I'm like, because I'm not an asshole. If he gets in the car and he goes, hey, can we pick up so-and-so? Then we go get so-and-so, too. What difference does it make?
That sounds very similar to the fight I just had with Natalie, where she was like, I wish I could have been a stay-at-home parent.
Right, exactly. So the one time that we're turning to her and going, listen, you're going to have to give a lift. So this thing between she and I goes on for I would say 3, 4, 5 minutes where raised voices just going around in circles. I'm not really mad, but I just keep, sort of raising my voice. Anyway, from the other room, we hear, Diego's wandered away, and then we hear, I got a ride. So apparently it worked.
It worked out.
But she had Norma Rae. She was going to, get all the parents together and form some sort of.
I like that she's a guilt trip ninja. That's pretty that's pretty impressive to me.
So I figured she should form an organization called, it was either going to be, Luna Against Maternal Escorts or Lame. That was her.
I'm a little worried. No, it's fine. Never mind.
Okay.
I was looking at the recorder and the level seemed low, but I can even fix that later.
Yeah.
As long as it's bouncing around up.
As long as we're getting your voice.
Exactly. That's all that matters. Hashtag nailed that.
All right. Go on.
Somebody just put in the chat room that they had a crazy punishment that their mom would do where they would make him and his brother sit and hold hands on the couch. That's what I always like. I'm dealing with a lot of that now where they're just starting to get a little antagonistic towards each other. And Natalie's like, give your brother a hug. Like, And it's, I get the message and I support it, but it is very humorous to me where it's like you're aggressively saying, show affection.
Yeah, right.
Show him that you love him the and punishment, say you're sorry. Yeah. Like it's a very a heartfelt apology when you're being forced to do it.
That the punishment is being nice to each other.
Exactly. Oh, so what was the stupid fight that Natalie and I had? Oh, it was we got in a fight about – I came home from – we used to always get in fights when I'd come home from the road because I guess I am I see a lot. Like I'm always – she always says, you don't miss a fucking thing, and it drives me up a wall. And I was like, I don't understand. She goes, remember when you came home and it got heated? I think this was actually the fight that started the infamous thing where she said, can we just make up and have sex? And at that point, I was like, no, because I'm upset and I'm incredibly emasculated that you told me that.
Right,
because I'm supposed to say yes. But I came home and we had, you know, like kind of like almost a Costco size thing of roasted peanuts. So it's like a 6-inch tall, like jar, like a big almost jug of roasted peanuts.
Yeah.
And it had a lid. And I had bought that for myself. And what I would do, even as stupid as it may sound, is I would take the lid off and pour some peanuts in the lid. And I would kind of use that as a dish that then didn't have to be cleaned later. So when I came home, I was like, what's this doing here? What's that? And it was like a tirade. And the thing, she was like, oh, it's this, you know. But the thing that snapped her was I was walking back into the kitchen to cook dinner. And I go, what happened to the lid for the peanuts? And she's like, God damn it. You don't miss anything. Like, she just started screaming at me. And then I started getting frustrated with her that it's like, well, how hard is it? Like, I leave. Why can't you just maintain what I'm maintaining? And
I have a quick on that note.
Yeah.
When kids are 18 and you know, then the summer after they graduate high school and then college years are approaching, it's not unusual for the kids, the new college student and the parents to start fighting with each other.
Yes.
And this is because they're sort of preparing to be separate, and it's going to be easier if they're a little mad at each other when they part company than to be all lovey-dovey. And, this sounds like the opposite of that, is that both of you felt this is the underpinnings is what I'm looking at.
Okay.
The pain of being separated at some level while away from each other, and then when you come back, the danger of being overwhelmed by those feelings gets channeled into a fight.
No,
I think I knew you were going to reject it. I think you can believe what you want to. I'm going to stick with that.
But I just think that I would believe all of that, except for the fact that I am so tired and angry that it isn't me going. I'm so, because here's how it works. I leave her.
Yeah.
And now, especially the minute I get on the plane, I start going, man, okay, just 4 days, and then I get to come back home, and I miss her, and I miss the kids. And I'm fine once I get there because I'm usually pretty distracted. And but by about day three, if I made a joke about it where I was like, if I watch a rom com in the hotel room, I'm a mess. I'm a hot mess, as they say on E! Entertainment. And so coming home, I'll listen to sad songs and literally be crying. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah. Da,
but
na, na, na,
I'll play it for you because it is so stupid that it makes me get so emotional. I even have Missing Home.
Catch in the Cradle?
This is my ringtone for my wife right here. And anybody who doesn't know this song, it's Blake Shelton. I'm glad that the Marines, especially if they're overseas, aren't listening to this. Because this is the biggest crock of shit song you could ever want to hear if you're missing home.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home.
So he's talking about traveling the world. Now, I'm trying to do that by playing a Yuck Yucks in, you know, Winona, Minnesota.
Yeah, right.
And it's like we're living the same life. It's me and Blake Shelton.
Sure.
We're the only ones who could relate.
Feel all alone. I want to go home.
I stepped on it, but he said, surrounded by a million people, but I still feel alone. It's like 20 in San Antonio. Yeah. Same difference.
On a good night.
I've been keeping all the
But here's the one that really gets me going, and it's so stupid. But I don't know why, but this made me cry so many times on a Southwest flight. Looking down at the L.A. basin. As the plane's coming down, I would literally just be like...
Excuse me, sir.
What? I'm okay. No, I don't need any peanuts or pretzels. I just... Oh, gosh. I don't know why, but I put that in there. What was it? There was another funny one that... No, I took that out of here.
Why don't you play We Are Family when you're coming back?
I know, right? Something unlifting.
Yeah.
This is another great one. If you're a country fan, Garth Brooks.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleep.
This is called If Tomorrow Never Comes.
Oh, my God. You're going to hang yourself in the bathroom on the airplane.
This is like a soundtrack for you on the show today. This one. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
And a thought crosses my mind.
This is another stupid one. Do you recognize this yet?
I don't.
Little Hall & Oates.
I live child. Under a rock. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I miss you, baby, so much.
But here's the saddest of them all. I'm crying now.
I know you are.
I've remembered every flight. Coming home and crying.
Smile, though your heart.
Why would you listen to that? Oh, it's funny to me because it's called Smile. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So I come home, and it's not that, you know, we're overwhelmed. Maybe she is. She's probably overwhelmed by just the sight of my handsomeness. But for me, it's that you get thrust back into. Like, especially now with the two kids, and I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning, and she never seems to understand that.
Right.
She never, it's always that's the time that she talks at me, and I talk a lot, and I like to talk.
Yeah.
But that is the one moment that I'm like, let me just chill and unplug and just be around me. Like,
yeah. Because right.
I've been crying a lot. I'm a little dehydrated. Speaking about being overly dramatic in entertainment world is, have you heard about this? They're doing some kind of food stamp challenge. To raise awareness about how it's not that people don't get enough money, and Gwyneth Paltrow took this food stamp challenge, and what it is you're supposed to live for a week on just $29 to pay for food.
Yeah,
and so she did that, but she let me see if I can pull up her.
And now
actual,
she's just skinny like a stick. She's skinny.
I know she lost so much weight, but here's what I love too is that it's funny to me because she posted a picture. She goes, "This is what $29 will get you." At like, but she didn't even go to like a grocery store. She went to like a Whole Foods or Trader Joe's equivalent or something like that.
Yeah.
And she got a dozen eggs, some green leaf lettuce, an onion, an avocado, some other green onions. It looks like an ear of corn, kale. That's the same as the lettuce, bitch.
Yeah.
Tomato, a thing of garlic, 7 limes. I guess she thought she was going to get scurvy during this time of.
Or she already had the tequila.
And I think that, yes, exactly. This is some kind of, I think, cilantro or something like that. Whole grain brown rice, peas, and then also black beans. Now, here's the thing. I want to make it clear. I'm not making fun of the fact that they're trying to raise awareness for food stamps and all that stuff. But I just think. I love this kind of vibe when you do this thing that you're like, we're going to do the right thing, but you're so disconnected that you have no real idea. So you're pretending. To me, it's the best example of this is Daniel Tosh had a great joke when Survivor was really getting popular. He said, you want to know why the rest of the world hates America? It's because we have a number one game show on television right now where people compete to survive. It's called Survival. Survivor. They are competing to survive on a place where people already live.
It's not
like they're on the moon. They're in a place where there are already people that are living and breathing just on the other side of some shrubs, basically.
Yes.
And he goes, and we act like it's this huge achievement. And at the end, whoever makes it the longest, we give them $1 million, which would
give them more money than could possibly be
feed that entire island. And it's that same guy. Like, listen, I love Survivor. I think it's a great game show and everything like that. But a reality show, whatever you want to call it. But I just think it's so unbelievably patronizing. And I feel bad for Gwyneth Paltrow because I feel like she kind of does this to herself a lot.
I don't feel bad for her because she has no idea what's going on.
I know.
I mean, she not only doesn't understand what people buy in a week for groceries or what they would really spend their money on.
Tortillas was the one thing, too, I didn't read.
But
a yam and a jalapeno.
And a yam.
Sorry.
She doesn't know that she looks like a giant.
Yeah.
I can't even think of the word to call her that I would.
Deuchosaurus Rex
there
is what
you
I would call
her. Yeah, there you go. Was that on the calendar?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That was last week. No, that was on my own word calendar that nobody buys.
Right.
And Yeah, she even, and this is what I love about it, is that she says, admittedly, I could only go 4 days doing this. And she goes, and I had to bail, and I bought some chicken and some other stuff or whatever to make a meal because I needed it that bad. She goes, I give myself a C-minus effort. But then she posts some fantastic recipes that she made with the food that she purchased for $29.
I hate her so much.
There are black bean taquitos, black bean cakes with grilled corn salsa, brown rice, kale, and roasted sweet potatoes saute with poached eggs.
Listen, if you're going to eat at her house, you better like black beans. I tell you that much.
Well, she clearly needed the beans to fill, but I just love how she has no, like, I grew up broke. My mom stole food from the hospital that people, like, leftovers from the hospital so that we could have dinner and stuff. And it's like, but she's just like, it's the same thing when she went on that rant of saying that, you know, it's so hard to make movies and be a mother at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, you have a nanny. Like, it's not and let's be honest, when you make a movie, you have your own trailer. You're getting millions of dollars to do it, which is fine. Nobody's coming after you for having a better life. In fact, a lot of ways, people celebrate you and your talents. So just sit in that. Don't try to connect with us because it makes you weird. Look like a weird politician, I feel.
And an out of touch, disconnected douchosaurus rex.
It's the same thing, although I don't think – I kind of am a fan. I think she's very funny, but I think it's the same thing that people sling mud at Adam Carolla's wife when she first started doing the she used to call, I can't remember what it was called, but her podcast was more parenting, like, in title as well, even though she's still in the kids and family section, because that's why I want to crush her, because she's still higher up than us. But she everybody started posting, like, wait a minute, this is a parenting podcast hosted, because at a time she had a different co-host who had just, it was Teresa, who had just had her baby. And she said, so this is somebody with a full-time nanny and somebody who admittedly has a three-month-old but has to take Xanax to get through the week, and you have a parenting podcast. Well, and that's what I say. To that, I say, why don't you come over here and let me lower the bar?
Hang on. Now, in defense of Lady Carolla, there's probably a certain section of the population to which that position would appeal. All of the other Xanax doped nanny,
the wasps of the world. If you like, Gwyneth Paltrow and and her ilk of
she could be speaking to them.
She has her own
instead
niche
of talking to us. Yes,
just like I have my niche of sexy hot moms and foul mouthed
teenagers,
blue collar guys, and and a few teenagers who are like, this is awesome. He talks about boobs every now and then.
Yeah, right. and Demi Moore's Bush.
Here's 8 erogenous zones you didn't know you had. I wanted to do this to follow up with the Mojo upgrade because I thought it was fun. But I think I feel like most of them. Here's the spine. I think that's everybody kind of knows that. You know,
I got one.
Exactly. Well, here's what I think. I know that sometimes if you do like the fingertips up and down like a lady's back, like that kind of makes them. And I think that kind of does it for me too. And then the scalp, though, I wouldn't think of that as erogenous, but it's like relaxing.
I mean, it's true. It's relaxing. I love getting my, I love having when I had hair. You had to bring it up, didn't you? I almost got through. You motherfucker. I had hair once. It was long and flowing.
And Luna would put her hands through it all the time. Hey, everybody. Paco's bald and sexy. Don't worry about it, everybody. He's getting laid. He's going to be balls deep in a moon-driven mistress later on tonight.
This ad-libbing isn't as easy as it looks.
I know, right?
I don't even know what I was talking about.
You were talking about how you liked having fingers go through your hair.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think I usually got a Woody while I was getting
my... It's more of like a relaxing, I think, kind of vibe.
But, you know, I would... Better than a poke in the eye, so I guess I'd
That's
take
what they're talking about. It's either this or acupuncture to the face.
Well, yeah.
So which would you find more erogenous? Underarm? Would you rather have somebody caress your underarm? Which that one has 3 question marks because the people who provided this is from SheKnows.com.
Yeah, I would. I'd say enter at your own risk.
Yeah.
If you were going to go into my underarm, because it is not a happy
Or even
place.
The ladies. I don't know many ladies that want you in there, too.
But at least it's smooth and it's nice.
Everything is pretty on
generally, unless she's a feminist or, you know, whatever.
She's a feminist. One of those crazy bitches, am I right? Look, we have Mrs. Denver Drew is in the chat room, and she says relaxation is often an important part of becoming turned on to the ladies.
That is
we know
true.
This to be true because That's this true. Bitch was having sex like 3 days after she had a cesarean of some. I don't know the full details.
Right.
I was too enraged with their glorious life. totally unfair. I apologize, Mrs. Drew. What else do we have? Lower stomach. I'm a fan of that. I mean, not for me personally, but I like to touch a lady's lower stomach.
I like to touch a lady's lower anything.
Right?
I'll take anything that's lower.
Maybe because we're two dudes, we're misunderstanding this. Because I'm like, yeah, if I touch any part of this on a woman, I'm already aroused.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be aroused them, right? Maybe
yeah,
that's...
Yeah. Yeah,
I see the problem now. Now I get it. Inner thigh, shocker. Yeah, come on. Right. Really? That's a... Shocker actually is number four. That's a...
Oh, my God. I almost ruined your microphone with the drink.
Feet. The feet are erogenous. Yeah. I don't know. How say you to that, Mrs. Denver Drew, the feet? I just feel like...
You can touch feet and caress feet, and it goes along with the relaxing.
You know what? One time without... here's what I do. I try every now and then to do things that don't seem to have an objective of getting laid.
Yeah.
And...
it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, see, Ashton already in the chat room, she says, oh, God, not my feet. I like that you personalized it. No comment on feet and no cesarean. Sorry, Mrs. Drew. So anyway, but I gave my wife, she used to do a lot of like ballet dancing. So she has like Hulk feet. Like, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
I don't know if she still could to this day, but she did like point ballet where she's up toes like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
Not sure that's the right example, but she could literally not only.
Baryshnikov.
I don't know who that is. It's like a. Therapist?
He's a pop singer.
He's a pop singer. He's one of those kids in One Direction. And she could pick up a pencil with her toes and break it with just her toes. Yeah.
Imagine what she could do with your dick.
I know. That's what I'm saying. What do they call it? A foot job or something like that?
Yeah, right.
Eyes. That does not make sense. I'm assuming closed. Like,
honey,
let me rub your eyes.
Kissing the eyelids and so on and so forth. Okay.
And number one is the ears.
That's
like Ferengi Umox for any Star Trek nerds out there. You're welcome for that.
Shoot, I had a passing thought while you were reading those.
I can't remember anymore. I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter.
It'll come back to you. Now, I bring this up because a mom sent me a comment. And that was the one I was also trying to find where she said she thanked me for mentioning that we only do treats on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Because she said that she goes, I have been wrestling with arguing with Sugar with them. And she goes, now I just made the same rule and I don't have to worry about it. It saved me so many fights. So she's like, thank you so much. And it's funny because I joked with her, but I said, you know what? I think I accidentally say some things that are helpful every now and then. Completely unintentional.
I mean, I had a similar... not food related, but a similar logic to it. And I think I've talked about it on the show before, but it'd be a long time ago. Which was that at the supermarket, they had always wanted to buy toys and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just
No,
you just buy food at the supermarket.
Yeah, that's all it's for.
Toys. So carry anything you want. Take it with in the store.
It's a place you get food and a museum for toys.
Exactly. No, and they were allowed to hold it and do whatever they wanted to. And then when we got to the teller, they'd hand it to her. And we'd go, thank you, goodbye.
It's smart. So on that same vein, I think a lot of people, I didn't really know this. I knew some of this, but this says the five best things to eat when you're sick. Here are the best things to eat when you're sick. If you're nauseous, eat saltines or pretzels. Let's see. Health.com talk to an expert about the best things to eat and drink when you're sick. Here are five different things depending on what's wrong. To get rid of a headache, drink a full glass of water and see if you feel better in 20 minutes. Sometimes a little caffeine can help too, but you should drink one glass of water for every cup of coffee you have. If your entire body aches from the flu, eat something with a lot of magnesium like nuts, bananas, beans, leafy greens, and avocados.
Swing by Gwyneth Paltrow's place.
Yeah, she's going to get you for less than $29 a week. But avoid caffeine and alcohol because they'll make you dehydrated. For a sore throat or a runny nose, drink warm tea, not hot, which I did not know. Hot tea can make your sore throats worse, and so can juice or anything acidic. I knew that. And obviously, don't eat something scratchy like chips that might irritate it, or sandpaper. This one was one I'd heard from a friend that I didn't know until I had children. But if you're constipated, eat anything. But I heard this was also for like nausea or something too, is that anything high in fiber, drink a ton of water. Or if you're the opposite of if you have diarrhea, BRAT. Is the acronym of bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast.
That's for what?
That's for if you have diarrhea or even, I think, nausea, too. It's just easier on your stomach.
Or only $29 a week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're nauseous, things like saltines and pretzels are best because they cut down on stomach acid, but avoid alcohol, caffeine, anything greasy, and anything spicy. I did not know about the spicy one either. Hold on. Sorry. I thought I was reading somebody weighing in on this, but it was Ashton saying you would get a swift karate chop to the throat if you tried to touch your feet, I'm imagining. Which, weirdly enough, oh, and the MixLR dropped out.
Oh, mother.
Oh, I'm going to have to talk to Charter. Here's a sip. Oh, wait. No. Yeah. How much time do we have?
Hang on 1 second.
Yes.
You lost it today because somebody was working on the line, right?
Yes.
Here's my theory.
Okay.
They noticed that there was a blip in the world, in the rhythms of the world, where this neighborhood was functioning at a much higher rate than it was supposed to.
So we need to go muck it up.
So they sent somebody out to fuck it up.
Yeah, we need to take that down. Here's a little audio sketch that I wrote a while ago and put together, and I kept forgetting to play, so it might be irrelevant now. But this is my reaction to the recent success of Ariana Grande. Are you familiar with her? The little
yes.
Latina-looking girl who – she used to be on a sitcom that my boys enjoyed, mm-hmm. Sam and Cat.
Yes.
And I remember this because
– oh, that was her. Okay,
yeah, yeah, I remember yeah. kind of looking. I'm like, oh, these girls are cute. And then they also had music careers. And then I was doing a prep thing for a radio show that I did. And Jeanette McCurdy had said that they were talking about how because of Ariana's music career that she was going to leave and become like a sitcom writer.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I wonder if she's gotten a gig on a sitcom. And so I Googled, and what comes up is, you know, because you always get the image search. And listen, I'm not saying that I wasn't happy about it. I'm not trying to pass off that.
Right.
But I'm just saying, but I see her in like a thong and bra and underwear with her, you know, apple ass up in the air presenting.
Yeah.
It's like,
yes.
And all I kept thinking is like, man, was I born 10 years too early or maybe 20 years even too early. But so this is my reaction to that.
Hey, dads, enjoy watching kid-friendly sitcoms with your kids? Well, we at Nickelodeon would like to help out by making it as uncomfortable as possible. That's right. Why enjoy a fun, family-friendly show when you could question the sexualization of young women? What we do is cast attractive 22-year-old actresses that look like they're 14 tops. And if that isn't enough, we give them a platform to build music careers where they can writhe around in skimpy outfits and sing songs like...
If you just let me invade your space, I'll take the pleasure, take it with the pain.
We also pair them with 36-year-old male singers in the videos to provide a visual comparison to really drive the point home that you are a Creeposaurus Rex.
And if in the moment you bite your lip,
it's a man.
When I get you moaning, you know it's real. Can you feel the pressure between your hips? I'll make it feel like the first time.
And coming this fall, more leaked underwear shots. That's right, just when you thought it was safe to Google this talented young lady to find out if you may or may not be a pedophile, we will show you images of her in her underwear, whether you wanted to see it or not. Go ahead, try to resist that monkey brain of yours. We double dare you.
Nick, Nickelodeon.
But I could not believe that when I started putting that together and I found, I just picked like whatever her recent hit was.
Yeah.
And there's a guy who literally looks like he's older than me.
Right.
Singing to a girl who looks like she's 14 and writhing on what looks to be a bed of dead rabbits. And she's biting her lips while she's singing this thing. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. When I heard her like part of the song, I go, well, you know, that's a lot of innuendo. But then he starts saying, feel the pressure between your hips.
Oh my God.
I'll make you feel like the first time. Like, I was like, that's the problem I have. Is like, I'm going to make you feel like the first time because I know that you lost your virginity when you were about 14 and a half.
Oh, absolutely.
But now that you're with a grown ass man, I'm going to lay it. And then I couldn't fit it in because I didn't want to make it
apparently
too long.
Apparently, he couldn't either.
Exactly. There was an article where her boyfriend, Big Sean, he recently wrote a song that is evidently about her.
Big Sean?
Big Sean, okay. Yeah. There's lots of big Mandingo dicks swinging around in this R&B world.
Makes it feel like the first time.
Exactly. And he said that, what is it? The words are, he goes, got a $1 million girl with $1 billion pussy. Every time I come in it, I feel rich.
Oh, my God.
And they're asking her, like, this is a world that I've officially become a guy wearing white socks and Birkenstocks.
Right.
And I need a holster to put my cell phone in because I can't carry it in my pocket anymore.
Don't put it in your pocket.
Because I am 3 weeks away from receiving my AARP card because I'm sitting there going, this is just like, he said this in a song and they're asking her, are you okay with him singing about that? Like, are you cool? Like, not like Diane Sawyer. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
how do you feel? What do your parents think? It's like, isn't that funny? Like, is it, are you cool with him singing that? And she goes, oh, yeah, it's fun. I think it's nice and it's flattering.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can't wait to tell my wife that she's got a billion-dollar pussy.
Yeah, and, yeah, that's that, I'm sure that that'll be a big night for you.
Isn't that crazy?
I do have a question for you.
Yeah, ask away, my friend.
Why are you so determined to hurt me?
Uh-oh, what happened?
I am 3 weeks away from my AARP card. You fucker. Wait, are you real? Yeah.
How old do you have to be to have an AARP card?
50.
No.
Yeah, I'll be 50 next month.
I thought you had to be 55, to be honest.
Well, they're sending me literature.
They're getting you prepped.
Yeah.
Are you excited,
getting
though?
Getting me hard.
Are you?
No.
No, really?
Excited. Wait. Excited to turn 50?
Yeah. Or excited to also have an AARP. I feel like I would be stoked about it.
I'm a little stoked about that.
Can I get a fake ID and then join the AARP with you?
Maybe. I don't
know. Can we go play like bingo and shit together? What cool things do you do when you get in the AARP? What do the pamphlets say?
Luna refuses to tell me.
She just throws them away?
Oh, no. She's 3 years older than I am.
Oh, so she... Oh, she won't tell you because she can't, dude. It's like fucking senior citizen fight club. She can't tell you what goes on until you're in. You're going to have to get, like, you know, I don't know what the... I'm assuming there's, like, a rascal in, not a jump in, because you don't want to throw a hip.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, exactly.
It's like kind of rascal in, or you figure out, like, if you can guess the discount on a, you know, on a Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Once it's like the price is right, but it's all with the card, with the discount that you would get.
Some kind of, like, the equivalent to the citizenship test, I would imagine.
Well, I'm looking forward to early bird specials.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous of you.
This is all going to go. It's gonna
here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how you really feel about this, but you look great. Like, you know what I mean?
You're very sweet.
It's not like you don't look like an old man. And I don't think 50. I saw another article.
I make 50 look good.
Well, here's the thing, too, that I get. I keep saying, here's the thing. My tongue stopped working. Did you
I know,
see that?
I did. I watched.
If I tasted burnt toast, I would have a stroke right here. It'd be you and me. You would have more plosives than I would. The voiceover things that I do, they start saying they're looking for middle-aged guys. Middle-aged, evidently, in the voiceover world, means 30s. That's what it's not 20-something.
Right, right, right.
And I was like, what the hell? But the recent article said that the new middle-aged is 60. So maybe they're going to push back that AARP card. But
maybe.
I feel like you look great, so why not embrace it? Why not be able to go, I've got an AARP card, and people look at you and go,
oh, I'm not
going to
be shy about it. No.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem there. And I just want to reassure the listeners that when he does end up having his rage stroke and you lose the ability to speak, the show will go on.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll just sit over there. You'll sit over here, and I'll just bring that bell. And with the hand that still works, you can just ring that bell.
I can ring the bell to say yes or no.
Exactly.
It'll be like
chime in,
like a horse doing math.
And then we can have edgewise with Justin Worsham.
I'll need like a Stephen Hawking's voice of some kind. That's what I'll have to have.
Yes.
All right. Before we wrap up and do our moment of the week, I promise this. I'm a little interested in backpedaling. But I think it's so good.
Yeah.
And some people have already liked it, but it's so easy to binge watch these. For anybody who remembers last week, I discovered the greatest thing on the internet. Since playing it for you earlier this week, I have also learned that these are not only amazing people creating amazing things on the internet, but these are also the fantastic, brilliant minds behind grandmas trying weed for the first time. Those fantastic viral videos.
Yeah.
This video wasn't quite viral. It had like close to 100,000 views last week. Now it's already up to just under 2 million this episode here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. For anybody who is new to the show this week, I am talking about none other than Truth or Drink, Parents and Kids. It is amazing. It is glorious to watch people ask uncomfortable questions in front of their children and pretend like they didn't answer yes by accepting a shot. It is glorious. So here I showed you the first episode. Oh, it's already messed it up. Son of, oh, here, good. No, that's the couple's one. Son of a bitch. I thought I had it all queued up too. But so I showed you the video, the first video of it, where it's a mom that had like the highlights. Okay. This is episode 2. This is a father and a daughter. And I'm hoping that, here it is. Yeah, watched. Hopefully it doesn't play an ad, is what I'm hoping this happens. But here it is.
Hi, I'm Craig. And
in all its glory.
I'm really nervous for this. I'm probably the first one I'm going to take a shot.
When I get old, will you let me live with you or will you put me in a home?
I'm going to put you in a home. I'm just going to be honest.
To think about it. Not even a thought.
Oh, really? Do you perform oral sex on mom?
She did write these, didn't she? Like today?
No.
She hadn't showered yet, so I left early.
Oh, dear Lord.
I want a drink.
That's so gross.
Oh, my God. How many people have you slept with?
I said that they were going to ask this.
You had...
I got to pull out my notes. I have it.
Look, he's looking for the booze. He's like, take a drink.
You want vodka?
I want tequila.
Well, I know it. Get it. Ooh.
Oh, jeez.
Did you ever have fake ID?
Yeah, I had like 4. When I got my first ID, I think I was like 16.
16?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to your mom. She should have had better control of you.
I think mom paid for my first one.
When you were 16?
Yeah, she did. Shit. She did.
No oral sex for her.
When I moved out, were you relieved or sad?
God, these are so easy. Relieved. Oh, God.
Don't.
Have you ever stolen from me?
Yes.
I mean, they're the easiest ones in the world. I would be asleep.
I took the TV the other day.
She took my TV freaking 2 weeks ago out of her bedroom, a big screen
TV. I
didn't
know how long they were gone on vacation. I was like, you know what? It's light. I'll bring it back.
Oh, wow.
How and when did you know I was sexually active?
How?
How? Mom?
Mom told me. She tells me everything.
Mom tells you everything.
No.
She doesn't.
You tell mom everything.
I do tell mom everything.
And then she tells me what little bits I can handle. small increments amount so that it doesn't completely age me. When did you lose your virginity? Did you use protection?
You don't want me to answer?
Okay, you better take a shot.
Okay, I'll take a shot. You don't want me to answer it. Does he have to take a shot if he doesn't want me to answer it? How about we just both do it?
Half of one. A little pinche.
Pinche. I love this so much.
Oh my God.
This girl's a keeper.
I almost lost it there. I was never born. What do you think your life would be like?
Oh my God, what a wonderment. Wonderment! So I'd have less gray hair.
Yeah.
Wrinkles.
I wouldn't have
any wrinkles.
I think that's genetics.
Have you ever had a threesome? Would you?
Take a drink. I love their relationship. I love everything about the dynamic.
It's for you.
I know.
I'd love to see
this
with
you, but I have
parents and children who hate each other.
Did you hear? She goes,
sorry.
But no, it's fine. But he goes, it's for you, but I have. And then he kind of went, oh, geez. She goes, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You still have to drink.
Yeah. What's your favorite sexual position?
When your mom pretends she's asleep.
Oh, right. That's that guy. That's awesome.
I like how heartily she laughs, too.
Do you or have you ever watched adult films?
Yeah, who hasn't?
Oh, who hasn't? Come on, it's guys.
Your mom makes me watch some weird ones.
Okay,
though.
Enough. Now you're going too far with mom.
You've got to watch this, people.
Too far. Stop bringing her in on all of this.
She's going to say, people are going to say this.
Did you ever drop me when I was a baby? That's a good
one. Yeah. Oh, easy.
Did you have the same?
So I have this weird dent.
The same answer as the porn.
Oh. Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Yeah.
Extra.
What is your favorite sexual position?
This is great. He reaches.
Doggy.
Oh, God.
Do you want to play Truth or Drink at home?
That's great.
So, again, if you do a Google search for this Truth or Drink, they have all of the questions right there in the description of the YouTube episode. So
oh,
you can
that's
play.
Cool.
I've already sent a message to my parents, and they have agreed to play this with me on the show. But again, I don't know how interesting it's going to be because we are very, very honest and open. Mm-hmm. But maybe there's something about them that I don't want to know that
Here's
I will find
thing,
out.
Is the people who are listening
uh-huh.
don't really need you to hear you drinking.
Yeah.
They'll be happy to hear you guys admit some horrible
yes,
things
exactly.
to each other.
Right. But well, it's. I also think – but I think that's kind of the fun of it is that – But that's what Natalie first saw. She's like, well, if you drink, clearly the answer is yes. But there's also an interesting one with the couples. If you wanted to do that even yeah. with your own couple, this
yeah.
this can be a way to upgrade your mojo, to
yeah,
bring this
exactly.
full circle.
I was gonna say.
You play a little truth or drink. They have the same kinds of questions, and uh-huh. one of them is both of the couples get snockered. There's a very cute cute couple that did the first episode that you could tell they're very open and do some kind of
yeah,
fun
yeah.
things. Like one of the questions is, when was the last time you masturbated and where was I?
Yes, I remember that question.
And he said, he goes, oh, I was at like a San Diego like thing or something,
yeah.
and you're out of town, and he goes, it was to the – she goes, what did you use or whatever? And he goes, and she goes, well, I used the pictures that you sent me. She goes, oh, yeah, those are nice. Like, so it's fun. I think it's good fun and good times. And let's wrap up with a little moment of the week, my friend.
You made them. You love them. And sometimes you want to choke the living shit out of them. But occasionally, they give you that one sweet moment. This is that moment. Moment of the Week, brought to you by Stitcher, the free app that handles all your podcasting needs without having to sync to your computer. Stream all your favorite podcasts right to your Droid, BlackBerry, or iPhone. Just go to thedadpodcast.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the left-hand side. It's free, people, and they give us money if you do it.
Hit me with your best shot, Paco.
All right. I was at lunch today with Chad. Mm-hmm. And on our way in, this is a sort of a two-parter. One is just sort of foreplay. On our way in, he was watching. Yeah. Oh, and he and I are having this Odyssey adventure. I got a ticket the last time we went to this place. I've been parking there for 10 years and in this parking lot that's near the restaurant. Never noticed in those 10 years there's a sign about paying for it. There's not an attendant on duty, and the sign is in, like, the far corner, and it's, like, designed for it to be ignored. And if you come in on the one side, you never even get anywhere close enough to even see it.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't seem to matter to them. They want you to pay them anyway. And he was livid about that. He was so angry and was, like, naming all these, like, 14-year-old ideas about how to fight it. And so he's excited today.
I like that. He doesn't even have to pay it, but he's like,
no, he's like, and when they, and then you tell them, you know, well, you tell them and tell the judge. And I'm like, I don't think any judge is ever going to hear this.
You tell the judge.
Yeah. So, but today we went back and did some reconnaissance photos and took the pictures of the absence of signage and the relationship between the entry of the driveway and the actual signage. And I'm just going to go.
You guys are like Hardy Boys.
Yeah. I'm going to go in and go, look.
You're going to tell the judge.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the judge. I'm going to say, this is no thank
I like
you.
This.
No bueno.
Yeah.
And I'll go, look, I'm happy to pay the $2.
Yeah.
I'll even go to the $3 that you ask if somebody's going to stay more than 2 hours.
But not the $4.
But I'm not going to go, it's $20, actually. It's almost hardly worth the trouble. But it's important
no, it's
to him.
You have a thing to do with your
yeah,
son.
Exactly. Fight the man.
$20 you'd pay for a movie, at least.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Or another.
Plus, I like the idea of him getting really like impassioned in the courtroom and getting like thrown in jail for contempt of court.
Yes, you
tell
me.
I mean?
He said, if you get a chance, you should say, I object.
If you get a chance, how funny is that? That's great.
Yeah. This isn't even the moment of the week, by the way. So we're going in, and he sees that somebody has taken two parking spots. And he's like, should we call the police? And I'm like, yeah. I said, no. It's really not that kind of an offense.
We don't want to be part of the problem.
He goes, well, the tow truck, you know, something. And I'm like, no. Generally, you just quietly think that they're douchebags is what you do. And he said, well, I'm going to get a picture of it. And he stands there and he starts to take a picture of the car. And the woman pushing the baby carriage, whose car it is, walks up and quickly throws his phone in his pocket and goes scurrying away. And he was very embarrassed. And I said, hang on a second. Do you want a picture of that car in the wrong place? He goes, yeah, but she's there. And I said, screw that. We're going to go take a picture of her. And he's like, what are you talking about? He was mortified. And I walked up within a few feet.
of the woman as she was putting her kid in the car, whatever she was doing. And I put my arm around him and I held up my camera, pointed at her, and I said, smile like it's a selfie. And I pretended we were taking a picture of ourselves, and I was taking a flat out picture of her.
I like that you're all of a sudden you get an AARP card and you're like, bad news bears in your kids.
Exactly.
So the real Walter Matthau cursing and smoking cigars around him.
Exactly.
But your way of doing it is faking a selfie. I love this.
Yeah. But the real story is just that once we're in the restaurant, and then the way it works is I know what to order for him. So I'm allowed to stand up and say it, and I won't fuck it up again. And he goes and finds a place to sit. Uh-huh. So I get the order, come over, I join him. And we're sitting at our thing, and we're at like a table, and there's kind of a pony wall. And then there's some booths or tables on the other side of this little wall. So we can't quite see people, but we can tell they're there. And there's a mother on the other side, maybe with her 2 or 3 year old, just sort of starting to talk, kind of a kid. And he and I are chatting a little bit back and forth. We never talk about anything that matters or anything serious, or he'll leave. But in any case, he starts laughing, and I don't quite understand what he's laughing at. It's not something I'm saying. And so I sort of start listening, and I hear the little girl at the next table apparently had some kind of a drink or something, and she's talking about apple this and apple that, and I like my apple, and so on and so forth. She's drinking apple juice, and she's just using the word apple over and over again. But because she's 3 years old, it sounds like she's saying asshole. So we're on the other side just snickering like we're 6 here to go, I like my asshole. I like my asshole.
Assholes are sweet.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to put a straw in it. So anyway, that was my moment of the Chad.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Mine happened actually last night. It's a very rare occasion that I get to hang out with my children with other people who do not have children.
That are
good friends of mine. You know what I mean? Like it's happened before, but we had these friends come over. And
yeah, I made a note of the new car in your driveway.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
The guest book that's no one knows about.
Yeah.
If I ever get killed, you know, we laugh now. But shotgun in the closet be damned. Yeah. If I ever get killed, you're going to know the exact deets. I am doing you a disservice by never knowing who the fuck is coming and going in your house.
Right.
Like sometimes I've even noticed that your father, like some guy is leaving and I was like, oh, that's funny. That guy parked. And then at like 5 minutes after he's left, I go, oh, that was Adam's dad. That's But anyway, so they come over and you always kind of have this thing and it's stupid. But when you have kids and people who don't have kids come over and your kids want to talk to the people, they want to be a part of. I was that kid who wanted to be a part of the adult party and hang out. And you're always worried like, oh, what's going to happen? You know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But my kids took these two, like, these are people who live exciting lives. Like, they go to Burning Man.
Oh.
And I like to tease them about this, but to them,
as well you should.
It's old hat. Like, they just go in the desert, there's no money, and they barter for shit, and live off of generators, and weld amazing things. And
run into Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They don't participate in it, but evidently there is some gigantic Thunderdome-esque building that is just for orgies. And in order to enter it, you have to have a lady with you, which just goes to show you how things could go in there. But anyway, the thing is they're sitting there and they start – like we have dinner and then they go to kind of do their own thing and we're having a little conversation. But then they kind of start to migrate back towards the table. And it was just this very sweet, sweet, fun moment to watch my friends – not faking it. You know how people who don't have kids, they do the condescending. Oh, really? Oh, you know. But they were having dinner conversation with Jack and this great moment. Jack started – I told the little thing about what was going on in my life. We're all kind of playing catch up.
Yeah.
And Jack picked up on that subtle cue of sequence of events and he goes, we watch Daredevil. Do you know who Daredevil is like to Isauda? And she goes, yeah, I do. And he goes, he got a new outfit because we binged watched. That was the other fun thing. I binged watched.
Hey, spoiler alert. Daredevil. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, it's – come on. You got to –
I'm joking.
Yeah. But I haven't ruined anything. But anyway, so we binge watched it and he goes, yeah, he got an outfit. And he goes, and she goes, oh, and my favorite moment was she goes, well, is it bulletproof? He goes, no, it's red. So I got to say,
in lieu of bulletproof,
he went with fashionably cool. I said, if it was blue, that's, you know, bulletproof, but red is just, you know, your name's Devil, and then Jacob goes, but he does have metal things like Wonder Woman. And so they're having this fun conversation that is interesting.
Yeah.
But it kind of climaxes, for lack of a better term, given the context of today's show, that when my son Jack pulls out Pop the Pig, and my two boys and these two grown ass people, well into their 30s,
yeah,
are thoroughly enjoying Pop the Pig. And when I say thoroughly, I don't mean like they're like, oh, this is fun because it's a change of pace. No. They're liking that my kid, she is liking it, I think, because the kids are having so much fun doing it. My friend is very into gambling, and so he's like trying to count to see if there's a random sequence of events before the belly pops on the pig. But
yes,
he's having a hard time because you don't know when the kid pushes it, if he pushes it all the way, because it's hard to hear the click sometimes.
Yeah, and yeah.
So it was just a fun moment that everybody got to, I don't know, everybody got to have a good time.
That's
and there
very
were
cool.
Still
now,
kids involved.
You know, in the car on the way home, he was sorry he'd ever come over because she's got baby fever.
Right, exactly. No, yeah. No. She has not got baby. No, they don't even want to get married. The only reason they would get married is for like tax benefits. They go to Burning Man. They're like we like our lives the way it is, and our cats are our children.
Mark
and
my words.
They're those people. No, I know.
She's knocked up. Before, not even married. She's knocked up before.
Well, listen, if there's anybody who could do it, it's my kids. My kids, they give a false understanding of what parenting is.
Yeah, right, to strangers.
In small
certainly.
Doses, especially. Yeah, right. Anybody's kids in a small dose. You grandparent for a little bit, you know what I mean? You come over like, how bad could it be? And then you shit one out yourself. You're like, fuck! All right, well, that was our show. You can send us an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. Don't forget to like us at facebook.com/dadpodcast. You can follow us on Twitter @dadpodcast. Follow me on Twitter @JustinWorsham. Paco is on Twitter @TheRealPacoL. He's also on the Instagram if you want to see photos of behind-the-scenes makings of the show. It's call_of_Dooley. That all the spelling for that is in the description of this episode. Thanks to all of you who are checking out Justin is Married, Booker is Single. I need those downloads because eventually I'm assuming that Play.it will sell advertising and I would like to get money. And please continue to spread the word. I want to make this the number one show for parents. And Paco has something to say to you as well.
Let me show you to my little tip. Here's what you need to do. You need to go to the Dad Podcast website and scroll down to the bottom, and I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I'll switch over to this. You go there, you click through, you bookmark it. When you go back, you spend some money. We'll see a little bit. I think you understand what I'm saying. I think you know how it goes. Sorry about that.
On behalf of my good friend, Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, this is Justin Worship saying stay frosty, everybody. Thanks for listening.